Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, hello, isn't this a treat? Bit of showbiz there, music there, Becky. Like that, that caught you by surprise, didn't it, my darling? Sazzle Pants in for Scotty Walls as he heads off to Kenya, isn't he, doing his Comic Relief Desert Walk and that. So I'm here today, here all next week. I'll say we get some funky tunes on in the background, mixed in beautifully as always. How are you all? Are you all right? Have you had a nice Friday and everything so far? I've had quite a long day, but it's been a fun one. Like a comedy sausage, long but fun. That's been my Friday. Started off quite early at the BBC Radio Theatre celebrating Christopher Moyles' birthday for his big special birthday show at 24. And then it continued, and here we are now. And like I said, Scott's not here. Is he in the air as we speak, or is he en route to Kenya? He doesn't have to walk there, because when he gets there, he's got to do shed loads of walking. So they're going to fly him there first, and then he's got to do loads of walking. Later on, though, we will be chatting to Ollie Murs and Dermot O'Leary, who are doing the walk with Scott, as they prepare and climatise Reddit and probably go through the rucksack and that and make sure, you know, like when people go off like Euro railing it and that, and they've got like pans hanging off the back of the rucksack. That's what like Dermot and Ollie will be getting ready now. Do you know what I mean? Sunglasses, flip-flops, water they'll have to take with them, energy bars, camera, that kind of thing. So we'll chat to him very soon. You all right, Becky? Which one are you on, my love? Is that you?
This one.
There she is. Live and direct, eh? The dream team back together, me and you, Radio Sisters. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Bags of being Darlene.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
So, it's exciting this morning. So I was driving through the relatively quiet streets of London to get to the radio theatre in time for before Chris's sort of arrival, blindfolded through the sort of underground sort of maze of corridors underneath that big broadcasting house sort of radio theatre type places where, you know, Bon Jovi have played. And the archers and stuff, I imagine. And so they led him on stage, and there's like 300 people in the audience. We all had to sit there really quietly while he was led onto like sort of little centre point. And he took off his little blindfold, and we all went, woo! And it was really exciting. I mean, admittedly, I couldn't get in the building at first when I first arrived, which they always make me feel really special when I arrive there. It was like, I'll have you here for the audience. Go in there, join the queue. I was like, excuse me, my face is my pass. Can I get in, please? Maybe you know me from such shows as Channel 5's Exclusive. No? Okay. And I didn't have me pass with me anyway, which never works in that building. So anyway, eventually I got a little one of those slips of paper. Thank you very much to Adam, who does a lot of the filming on Chris's show. Loads of videos up online if you want to go and have a look and see about all the fuss this morning for Chris's big birthday show. It was lovely. Thanks to Adam, who got me in the end. Not before a hilarious misspelling of my name to go on my pass. I thought, I'm not walking around with that on. I'm not walking around with that on. I'm like, you know what? It's not spelled like that. And if it was, I'd have changed it by now, because it just would have made my life hell. He was like, oh, sorry about that, Miss Cox. That's fine. And so we got there, because I was really paranoid about being late. And you know that thing when someone's having a surprise party? Maybe you've done it where you've gone to a surprise party and for whatever reason you've got there late and you've arrived just as the person's arriving. And they're like, well, hang on, what are you doing here at that working men's club on a Friday night? Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, no. So I was so paranoid about bumping into Chris. I got there super early and I was starving. I'd had an apple in the car and I'd took me a cup of tea in a little flask. and so I was really hungry, and it didn't help that when we got there, CeeLo Green's dressing room was emitting the stench of a burger chain's breakfast, you know, the hash browns and everything. And when I peeked my head in there, if I hadn't been with Greg James and no one else was around, I would have finished off one of those hash browns, because there was one that had just been nibbled. But I didn't. So I was starving, so An hour or so later, just after JLS had been singing for Chris and they were coming off stage, I just wolfed down an egg and smoked salmon sandwich, at which point JLS exit stage left and they're delighted to see the beautiful Fern Cotton stood there. So, of course, they all lurch in for a kiss, or maybe lunge. lurch. And then I'm stood next to Fern holding another birthday cake. She's got a cake she baked. I've got a cake that Jamie Oliver baked, as you do. And I'm stood there. And because they'd all kissed Fern, they all then kind of thought, we can't now not kiss Sarah. Well, I just wolfed. I mean, basically egg and fish. So I sort of tried to kiss Jamie. And it was like in my favourite ones came first, like JB and Aston were there first, and then I could tell by the end, Arisha leant in for a kiss on the cheek, and I went for number two kiss, and he did that awkward, oh, two. Like, he was, like, cross that I went for the second kiss. I was like, you know, there's a really brilliant, lovely boys, very successful boy band, and there's me with my fishy, eggy breath. Trying to give him kisses. Apart from that, it all went very well. Sutty and Sweep, hanging out with them. There's lots of videos, lots of photos online. Listen again to CeeLo Green. He was brilliant and very lovely. Very shiny teeth. CeeLo Green? I mean, if you were stuck in some kind of potholing incident, I mean, to be honest, you wouldn't want to go potholing with CeeLo Green because you would be getting it wedged. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't want to be behind CeeLo Green if you're potholed because it'd be like, you know, that would just at car park. But anyway, you know, you'd be there and be like, oh no, what was going to happen? Don't be sad, CeeLo, just smile. And he would light up the cavern with which you're stuck. And he'd probably have a few sandwiches with him.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, that track is good, Lady Gaga, but I must admit, somebody on the text said, have you heard Becky's version of Born This Way? And yet I heard the first play of it ever, the exclusive world first play of it. I've just got to play a little bit now because I'm a huge fan, Becky, and I just love your work on this.
It don't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
It's just beautiful.
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair, my lipstick on in a glass of her
boudoir.
There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I just had to stop it there because of time issues, but I think
yeah.
It's just incredible.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I always play a game with this song, Becky, where you go, then it's got a slow bit, and then when it builds up to the shoutier bit with the script, and then it goes more melodic. Got to kind of be in the car and listening to the song. It's kind of Ben's joke that he does, and I sort of laugh along because I think he's handsome and that. And I want kisses.
I loved all the power arms you were doing.
Yeah,
when
we're
doing
like
that. Was lost on the radio. You know,
I'm
like
getting a bit muscly, you know, on my upper arms.
Let's have a look.
Someone made a comment when I had my sleeveless dress on at the Brits, and it was a boss who said it, so I had to go laugh instead of, like, you know, like pushing the face in the beef dinner. You know what I mean? I was like, really? You think I'm too muscly? Look.
Oh,
I know, they really pop up, don't they?
They're like Popeye ones.
Oh, I've like got arms of a bouncer, and like door security.
You need to get a nice
the dog
tat
off
on them.
Neighbours. Yeah, thanks. That's adding to my self-esteem issues about
like
my arms. A what?
An anchor.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So we did want to do... I saw your tweet about it and I thought it was a brilliant idea, which was the instead of the desert challenge, was the dessert challenge. All next week we could have done it. We could have chatted to Scott and then half an hour later, instead of the desert challenge, me and you could have done the dessert challenge. But some stiff thought it'd be in bad taste to do it. But we thought it would have been fun, wouldn't it?
Mm.
I had trifle rifle, which would be...
just going to eat them. I didn't realise you'd come up with names.
Yeah, come up with games and everything. On the way here, driving here, trifle rifle. Get one of my dad's old shotguns, fill it with the ingredients of trifle. Like, we'd have to, you know, before they alter
like
it.
Like a water pistol or something.
Yeah, and then you, like, shoot cream at me. You know, we film
Katy Perry style.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. With the buns. Panna cotta or panna notta? Where you fill my tights with, is it panna cotta or is it something else of a similar sort of squidginess?
Whilst you're wearing them.
Profiter goals, where we'd set up a small goal from sponge and you'd have to try and score goals by kicking profiter. It would have been a waste and in bad taste. Which always, I think, are the best ideas for radio, but we weren't allowed to, so maybe another time.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.